Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty. I want to tell you the good news. The Lord has the best plan for your life. No matter what happened to you, He has something for you in the future. He is the way maker, and He can use the crisis in your life to be the blessing for yourself and for the nations in the future. I would like to read the book of John, chapter 11, verse 53. So from that time on, the Jewish leaders began to plot Jesus' death. In John chapter 11, after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, some of his critics rushed back to Jerusalem to tell the religious leaders Lazarus' resurrection was a strategic part of the plan of God that set a motion in all other events that led Jesus to be crucified so that he can pay for our sin, so that he can take the sickness and curse on his body for us to save us. That is why Jesus waited on purpose for Lazarus to die. He showed up late at the house of Mary and Martha. He could have gone there sooner and healed Lazarus while he was alive. But he knew the resurrection would create such a commotion that his haters would feel forced to take action. Jesus' time had come. When Jesus showed up there, Lazarus already passed away. And he raised him from the dead. I would like to encourage you. Everything that happened in our life is for the good that God has prepared for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are in the called according to his purpose. Sometimes what seems like a crisis or a bad situation to us is actually the plan of God to prepare us for the next step. Mary and Martha were upset that Jesus came too late to their homes to heal Lazarus. They had no idea that their crisis was in God's perfect plan. They thought things were out of control, but God was in complete control. Even in our crisis, God is still on the throne. Nothing happened randomly. God is behind the scene. God knows everything. We just have to trust God, and we believe that God has the best plan for our life. Rest assured that through all the situation in our life, through it all, the plan He laid out for your life and my life is still on the right track. Genesis chapter 50 verse 20 say, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." Beside the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead that caused the religious leader to be upset and plan to kill Jesus so that he can save the whole world. Another story in the Bible is a crisis that happened to Joseph. Joseph was sold to be a slave. Wow, that is a big crisis. After that, he put in jail. He was in jail for quite many years, but that crisis led him to meet the servant of Pharaoh, and eventually he was appointed to be the prime minister of Egypt. You see, the crisis of Joseph's life led him to eventually fulfill the plan of God that he could become the prime minister in Egypt. And out of his position, he could save the whole nation of Israel from famine. God has the best plan. Therefore, when you see some setback, some disappointments, some bad situation in your life or some crisis in your life, just be at rest. Don't get mad at God. Don't blame God. Don't blame anybody. Just trust God and keep doing the right thing. Keep honoring God. Keep repenting of your sin. And you just listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And wherever you are, do the best you can. Be the best employee, the best church members. You do the best you can because God can use the crisis in your life to promote you, to push you up higher, and to fulfill His plan for you. He still sits on the throne. The Bible encourages that God's plan for our life is the best plan. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 to 12, "For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. You notice God promised that after being in Babylon as the slave there, God has a good plan for the children of Israel to return to their place. My brother and sister, God has the best plan for us. He can turn the things around for us. Verse 11, this is the promise of God for all of us who are Christians. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. God say, I know the thoughts that I think toward you and me, say the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. When you face crisis, disappointment and setback, or some failure or something that you don't like, instead of being upset, you should call upon the Lord. God, I believe you still sit on the throne. You love me. Your plan for me is the good future. And then you pray and continue to listen to God. God gonna tell you to do what you need to do in the next step. Just be led by the Holy Spirit and just be at peace and always trust God that God will eventually give you the best, even though you are going through the crisis. I learned that during the pandemic or during the COVID-19, so many problems happened. It's pretty dark in the world at that time. But now I look back in those 3 years, so many good things happened. Many people turned to Christ. Many people gave their life to Jesus. So many good things happened during that crisis. That's why the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 to 6 say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. No matter what happened, trust the Lord and honor the Lord. Do the best for God, and the Lord will lead you and guide you to the next step and the next level, and you will be the blessing to the nations. Believe that God has a great plan for your life. Do you believe that? Do you trust God and thank God for the crisis in your life? No matter what happened, keep praising God, thanking God, and trusting God all the days of your life. Keep the smile on your face. Keep the laughter in your mouth. Don't get mad or cry and be upset. Let us pray. Father, thank you that what may seem like a crisis to us is completely under your control. We thank you, Father, that you have a strategic plan for our life that leaves nothing to happen randomly. Help us to remember that you are still on the throne when things seem out of control. We believe, Lord, you're going to lead us to the final destiny, and we trust you. We believe, Lord, that you can turn the things around in our life for the good, for those who loved you, and we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe you are encouraged by this sharing of the Word of God. Please subscribe to our channel. Please click like and click the notification bell. The Lord loves you so much, and Pastor Da loves you and want to see you strong and become fruitful, and you are the blessing to the nations. God bless you. Thank you for spending time with me.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. My friends.
story of the Lord.